Okay, this is Paul Hopkins at QAC Site Village Birmingham 2012, and I am just doing a few little audio boos, and I have the pleasure, it is a pleasure, of sitting with Karen Easthope, and she's with me now. Karen, hello.
Hi, Paul.
How are you doing? Just going to move that a little bit nearer to you.
Okay, yeah, get my dulcet brummy tones.
Absolutely. So, Karen, we're second day in, as I said, so it's Wednesday, the 18th of July.
Yeah.
How's it going? How did yesterday go?
Amazing, amazing. We saw 800 people through the door yesterday, estimated at 800, so yeah, we're really pleased with that. And the buzz around the place, really, is great. It's got a really nice, the usual, you know,
yeah,
we said, yeah, usual Site Village family buzz. So, yeah, we're feeling good about it.
And you're smiling, which is great.
Yeah, absolutely.
So tell us a bit about what happens. You know, people come to Site Village and it's, yeah, these stands are here, they, you know, and they see what goes on when they actually get here. But what's gone on for you? What's the preparation like?
Preparation for Birmingham starts in January.
Yeah.
And for all the of all the road shows we do, Birmingham is the major show still in terms of exhibitors and visitors.
Yeah.
And it's my the longest period of time that I allocate to organising an event.
Yeah.
So it starts in January, as I said, and it literally is last minute. We got right up until Thursday of last week, I'd still got exhibitors from California and Poland chomping at the bit trying to book a place, which we never turn anybody away because you know, we value what they've got to offer to the VI community, so we never say no. And they've come along and literally caught the flight from California on Saturday morning and ended up here yesterday, so it's great. It's wonderful.
So people, I mean, obviously a lot of people listening have been to Site Village before, but for a newbie, for someone just saying, do you know what, I think I'll give this a go, and even now they might be deciding, well, you know, I think I might come, but I'm not sure what it's going to be like. Tell us some things about why a vision impaired person might want to come. You know, are they going to be okay when they get here in terms of getting around, that kind of thing? Give us some.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this year we've always in the past we've always had sighted guides at the event. But this year we've gone one step further and we've worked with Action for Blind People, who have had people at volunteers at New Street Station meeting and greeting people, asking them if they need assistance to get to the venue, taxi sharing, getting on a bus with them to bring them to the venue. They get to the venue. We've got 46 young people from Lordswood School, which is a local secondary school, to the Queen Alexandra College, who support us.
Yeah.
We've got Barclays Bank volunteers. We've got Sir Optimist volunteers.
Wow.
And so in total, I think we've got something like 60 volunteers on site that will act as sighted guides for the visitor. Whether they want to go to technical stands or just see what services are on offer, it's all here under one roof and it's totally accessible, which is amazing.
So that's, thank you for that. So apart from the wall that's behind us, if you did a 360 panoramic look around now in terms of telling us audibly what's around us, What is the diversity of what people can expect to find here at Site Village?
Okay, well, it isn't all high tech, and that's important to get across, because I'm not sure whether there is a bit of a misconception about Site Village that it is all computers and technology. It isn't that. Yes, there are the big organisations that offer that technology, but we've also got British Wireless for the Blind just to our right here, Vocalise, local independent charities, local organisations that offer services out into the community. We've got RNIB, which, you know, an umbrella organisation. What they don't do is it is important. Absolutely, it is. But it is important to know that it isn't just high tech. It is lots and lots of low tech and services.
Karen, that's wonderful. Thank you. That's a perfect 5 minutes, and that's that'll
thank
be
you,
just
Paul.
Very, very informative for people. Thank you for sharing a little bit about
my
your
pleasure.
Behind the scenes.
My pleasure.
So Karen,
my pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
Thank you. That was nice.
Hello.